Sports has been a presentation of WWC Engineering and Wyoming Building Supply. Bob Graham's along 15 before the hour of 8 o'clock. James Timberlake in the side saddle this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
We're pretty good so far.
All right.
Just the beginning of the day.
Just the beginning of the day.
A lot can go wrong.
A lot can go right.
Or right.
Glass half full.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Marcellus, jazz musician, is 65 today.
Okay.
Melissa McCarthy, actress, comedian, 55 today. Macaulay Culkin is 45 today. And actor Chris Pine from Star Trek film, 45 today. Date book, 55 BC. Going back a little bit.
Whoa. That must be the old, this might be the oldest one.
This is the oldest one today. 55 BC, Roman forces under Julius Caesar invade Britain.
Yeah.
On this date. 1791, John Fitch is granted a U.S. patent for his working steamboat.
Oh, okay.
I know, right?
There we go. Good Never job. Look back.
Yeah. Krakatoa volcano erupts on this date in 1883.
Killing Krakatoa? Is that what it
Krakatoa?
Is?
Krakatoa.
Yeah.
Killing 36,000 people.
Yeah, it was the, I think a lot of people say, if I remember correctly, it's the loudest sound that has ever been physically heard on planet Earth.
Wow.
From what I remember, there's a book about it that I want to read. And it's, apparently you could have heard the sound from, like, the sound wave actually eclipsed the Earth, like, twice. Something like that. It was crazy.
Wow.
So it's the loudest thing ever in the history of planet Earth, according to, you know, science. Right. I don't have the
official
stuff.
Well, maybe that should be your next book.
Yeah.
All right. You about done with your book you're on now?
No. It's a big one.
It's a big one.
Yeah, it's a big one.
No pictures.
No pictures, yeah. Sometimes I'm hoping it's a science fiction, so sometimes I was wishing for pictures sometimes.
Right.
But, you know. You got to imagine it. That's kind of the whole deal.
Okay. We'll go with that.
The book is called The Day the World Exploded.
The Day the World Exploded. Krakatoa.
Yeah, that's the Krakatoa book. Okay. Krakatoa, The Day the World Exploded.
All right. 1883.
Mm-hmm. August 27th, 1883.
1910, Mother Teresa was born in Macedonia on this date.
Okay.
First name was Agnes. Don't ask me to pronounce her last name.
I won't.
In Macedonia. 1939, Major League Baseball, televised for the first time. As experimental station, W2XBS broadcast a doubleheader between the Reds and the Dodgers.
W2XBS.
W2XBS. 1974, aviation pioneer Charles Lindbergh died at the age of 72 on this date.
Okay.
Cherry Popsicle Day. Not a popsicle guy, but yeah. If it's the only thing
I love
there.
Popsicles.
You like popsicles?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'll destroy popsicles.
All right. Equality Day for women. Women's Equality Day today. Because in 1920, the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution guaranteeing American women the right to vote is declared in effect.
Yeah.
On this date. McChicken Day today.
Sure.
All right. It's a good sandwich.
I love, yeah. Yes. I'll slam that as well.
Slam that one as well. Musical Yoga Day.
Sure.
All right.
Why not?
Make your own luck.
That kind of defeats the purpose of what luck is, though.
I like it.
At that point, you're just, you know, doing things.
Toilet Paper Day.
Doesn't love a TP. Who doesn't love a little TP?
Not to be confused with the Toilet Paper Appreciation Day.
Of course.
Of course. We're going to have a toilet paper day and a toilet paper appreciation. 1890, toilet paper on a dispensing roll was patented by the founders of today's Scott brand of paper products.
I didn't know that.
Now, toilet paper dates back to 1500 years in China, but didn't develop until the mid-19th century.
Okay.
Some perforated and medical versions were available in America before the Scott product weren't successful.
Man.
Oh.
Can you imagine those people? They're like, we had the idea. We had it.
Yeah.
We just blew it.
Yeah. Powerball jackpot. Huge one last night. No winner. I don't think they had a winner. Yeah, I don't think they got a winner. Hmm. So it goes up. I don't have a number, but it's going up. They're figuring it out. Yeah, Punxsutawney Phil predicts the weather, you know. Well, every winter, the country looks to Punxsutawney Phil for a glimpse of hope. Will winter rage on or will spring deliver? Come Labor Day weekend, we turn to a lobster for the weather. On Monday.
Okay.
On Monday, Passy Pete of Belfast, Maine.
Ah, Passy Pete.
Is pulled from the bay, brought ashore, and chooses from two scrolls. One predicting six more weeks of summer. Come on. Another picking an early winter.
Well, she's picturing scrolls, though. Isn't Punxsutawney Phil? It's like if he's got a shadow
or
whatever.
He's got a shadow. Well, they do two scrolls here.
Come on. So. This is like when those octopuses pick for the World Cup or whatever.
This clairvoyant crustacean has come out of pristine Belfast Harbor. He communicates the prophecy to a select group of residents who call themselves the Belfast Barons using scrolls, which are safely preserved in a glass case at the Chamber of Commerce during intervening months and are brought out each Labor Day weekend.
Hmm. Somebody, hey, you know what? There's plenty of other things that are going on during Labor Day weekend that we know nothing about. So there we go.
Everybody's got to have their wild rodeo weekend, right?
Yeah.
So we just go there.
What was the name of the town in Maine?
Belfast, Maine.
Belfast, Maine. I'm going to look up their
Belfast, Maine.
A population as of 2024 of just under 7,000 people.
There you go.
So about the size of Buffalo, give or take?
Just a hair larger.
Yeah.
Yep. You think you watch a lot of movies?
You know, I haven't. I haven't recently. Unfortunately, I kind of died down on my movie watching. I used to watch a movie.
Okay.
I used to watch. I could comfortably watch like 3 or 4 movies a week.
Oof.
But
really,
I've died down a little bit since then.
That's 3 or 4 more than me.
I love. Yeah, I'm a big movie guy.
Yeah, I know you are. Film fanatic Zachariah Swoop holds the Guinness World Record, James, most movies watched in a year. With an astonishing 777 films.
Whoa!
Between July 2022 and June 2023, Swope from Pennsylvania managed this feat by watching 3 movies after work.
Jeez. Okay.
And more on weekends.
I like that.
You're not doing anything in your life.
I mean, yeah, but you watch movies. Who cares?
That's true.
Maybe to them, he's obviously doing something.
Right?
He's watching movies.
Speaking of,
by the way,
yeah,
I just found out, like within the last 5 seconds, because we were looking at movies, and
5 seconds,
Centennial Theaters—they're doing a 50th anniversary showing of Jaws.
Oh yeah,
woo! I'm going to that.
He'll be there.
I will be at that.
You gonna be in the front row?
No, I'm not a front row guy, but I will be there.
Okay,
you better believe it. That's top 5 movie all time. For
all
me.
Right, Jaws.
Love that movie.
Yep, yeah, they're bringing it. It's awesome.
Awesome.
You're well familiar with Topps, the sports card company.
Yep.
They released a collect. Do you collect cards? Did you collect cards?
No, I was never. No, okay. That was not my thing. Well, I wish I would have.
Yeah. They released a collectible card featuring the squirrel that interrupted the New York Yankees game against the Boston Red Sox at Yankee Stadium on Friday. During the top of the 4th inning, the squirrel ran onto the field and approached Yankees pitcher Max
Fried.
Fried.
Yep.
Fried commented on the encounter, stating, "That's the first time this has happened to me. My first reaction was, don't do anything. That might embarrass myself."
Yeah.
Right? He described the moment as the squirrel came straight to him and into the hole he created on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of photographers were snapping photos. Guess what? The card was listed Saturday. $8.99. Sold out.
Wow. A lot of those card collectors are going to freak over that because give it 35 years, and that will be a very valuable card.
Yeah.
How about that, though? Yeah.
I
Last thing you want if you're Max Fried in this situation, last thing you want is to be taken out of the game because you got bit by a squirrel. That would not be ideal.
That's funny. There's a rare basketball card featuring autographs from NBA legend Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. New record selling for $12.9 million at a Heritage auction event.
That's why I wish I would have collected cards.
The Upper Deck collection dual logo man card, which includes jersey patches from both players, surpassed its pre-auction estimate.
Wow. Should have collected cards.
$12.9 million.
This is a cool card for the squirrel. I'm looking at it right now.
Are y'all looking at it?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Not very many stats, unfortunately.
No,
but
no stats. Here's some stats. Four things you didn't know yesterday. Did you know the majority of your brain is fat?
I think I knew that, but honestly, I don't know.
Well, now you know.
Yeah, now I know for sure.
For sure, yeah. After leaving office, Ronald Reagan was offered a role in Back to the Future 3. He almost took it. They decided against it.
Surprised he didn't. I mean, he used to be the head of the...
He was a great actor.
Yeah, well, he used to be the head of the Actors Guild.
Mm-hmm.
Screen Actors Guild, I think.
Did you know some fish hum?
No. It's not very often I'm underneath the water and I'm listening for that.
Well, now you know. You don't have to try it out. The longest hiccup attack lasted how many years?
Oh, man. Oh, years?
This is brutal. How could this be? The longest hiccuping attack lasted 68 years.
Oh, Bob, I'll be honest with you. Just kill me. Just end it. I can't do it. It's over.
Wow. And you know the sneezing fit? 2 years, 8 months.
That one's wild.
How do you, like, function in life?
To be fair, I mean, the feeling you get after you sneeze is up there at the top feelings.
Oh, it is?
I love that feeling. Oh, it's okay. Like a, I don't know, you get like a dopamine hit for something. It's like
really?
It cleared things, yeah.
I really don't think much about it.
Hiccups, though, 68 years, put me down. It's over. I don't want to do this anymore.
All right. Have you ever eaten at the Olive Garden?
Actually, no. I've never been to
Olive
Garden.
That's a good place
to
eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a couple in the state.
Yeah,
I've never been.
Yeah, there's one up in Billings. We've eaten there whenever my brother loves to go there. So whenever I visit with him up there, we go to the Olive Garden.
Mm-hmm.
The never-ending pasta bowl is returning.
Dangerous game.
Yeah. And they left it at the same price they changed since 2022. $13.99. Soup, okay. Salad, breadsticks, pasta.
Yeah.
All you can eat. Phew. Okay.
Cool.
If you've been out buying a car, which you purchased one not too long ago.
About 8 months ago. Yeah. 10 months ago.
Yeah, something like that. Hottest new financing, 7-year loan.
Oh, yeah.
Keep the payments down. With the prices of vehicles, you can't go with a 5 or 6 year plan anymore. Although in the long run, you'll be paying more for the car.
Yeah,
people don't care. People don't care.
I was going to say, you're paying more for the car with the interest rate.
You're just looking at what's my payment.
It's true.
Did you know that now 21% of all car loans are 7-year versions?
That's a lot. 21% is a lot.
You've got $100,000 vehicles.
I mean, I don't know if I'd ever go out that far to purchase a car for me. That's a lot of money for a car.
Long time. Health officials issuing urgent warnings after a deadly flesh-eating bacteria has caused at least 8 deaths and 32 illnesses in the U.S. The infections are linked to warm coastal waters, with cases reported in states along the Gulf Coast and the Atlantic. Florida has reported the highest number with 26 cases and 5 deaths so far.
Awesome.
The bacteria thrives in warm, blackish water. Can infect humans in 2 main areas through the consumption of raw or undercooked shellfish, which you won't have that problem.
No, I'm good there. I don't think they needed to warn me about not getting into warm, blackish water either.
you don't have to tell me twice not to get in warm, blackish water.
I see it, and I see it's blackish, and I'm like, I don't need to know. I don't think
not
I need
today.
To get into that.
Yeah, I don't think I want to get in there.
I'm cool.
All right. What's the brand name of the product? A strong stick with 2 footrests and a heavy spring.
Strong stick, 2 footrests, and
a heavy spring.
Spring?
Come on, James.
A pogo stick?
Yes!
I can't believe I got that, I'll be honest with you.
Really?
I was thinking the grabbers at first.
Okay. What is more common name in this country for an item originally called India rubber?
India rubber. I don't know.
Eraser.
Oh.
All right.
India rubber.
India rubber used to be what it was called before they changed it to eraser. I like eraser better.
I mean, it's easier.
Yeah. James' Swap Shop coming up next, 8 o'clock hour. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. Good morning.